Let's start with the supplies made by farmers. We all know that basic foodstuffs are zero rated. And that goes for the stuff that farmers kick out the door as well. These are all in Schedule 8, of course, of the mighty VAT Act. It's milk, wheat, lambs, pigs, etc. And that's famous territory. They're all zero rated, but it's the same territory as Jaffa cakes and Marks and Spencer's tea cakes and, more recently, whether Pringles were potatoey enough. So that, of course, is some good reference to case law, which we all grew up with. So, most of the supplies made by farmers are zero rated. That's a tea supply at the rate of zero. And the good news about that, of course, is that gives us, subject only to the statutory bars, the right to have our input tax back. So farmers quite like VAT. It means they don't effectively charge it on the way out, and they recover nearly all of it on the way in. There's a but in here, though, and that is that there are some supplies which don't fall within that zero rating in Schedule 8 of the VAT Act. Let's have a look at some of the examples, and these, in my experience, do sometimes trip farmers up, and they say, oh, I didn't realise I had to charge VAT. Now, what are these likely to be? The first one, camping and caravan pitches. Now, these cannot be zero rated. It's a supply in land, and as we will reinforce a little bit later in this podcast, they must be at the standard rate, currently 15%. Another T15 is going to be holiday accommodation. Again, that's within the statutory list that cannot be exempted, and that's a T15er. What about gaming and fishing rights? Sometimes farmers allow people to come onto their land to fish in streams and ponds, and they charge them accordingly. Again, that's not a T0 supply. That's a T15 supply, standard rate of VAT. If we let land, let's just say bare land, there are two possible VAT options. You either let it without an optioned tax or you let it with an optioned tax. We'll come back to the option in just a sec. But if you let without an optioned tax, that is an exempt supply for VAT purposes, and that's likely to make you partially exempt. And we'll come back to that, of course, as well. By contrast, if you let land with an optioned tax, then that turns E-supplies into T15 supplies. There are another couple of areas that occasionally trip farmers up as well. The first of those is when they go contracting. They seem to think that everything's at T0. It's not. Contracting is a T15 supply. And sometimes you'll have hire of machinery, and that again is not subject to the zero rate. That is a standard rated supply. Okay, that's the basic supplies. Let's get fractionally more sophisticated for a second. What about the single farm payments? Are they subject to VAT? Well, I'm delighted to remind you that the receipt of a single farm payment is outside the scope of VAT. It's not consideration for a supply, and there's lots of case law which supports that, like the famous Apple and Pear Development Corporation case. And the key message for us is that we don't need to worry about VAT on receipts of such payments, but remind yourselves, please, that they are still very much subject to income tax or corporation tax, that is, direct tax. If a farmer sells an entitlement to a single farm payment, then I might just want to add that that is a standard rated supply. Now, slightly controversially here, what happens when you sell an entitlement with land? You might sell land for, I don't know, £500,000 and then an entitlement to go with it. What's the VAT treatment of the entitlement to a single farm payment? Well, shades of the mixed versus composite supply argument here. Is it a single VAT treatment that covers the bundle, or is it that each element of the bundle takes its own VAT treatment? Well, HMRC have kind of changed their mind over this one, and I would recommend anyone dealing with that has a quick look at the HMRC website, because there are arguments for suggesting that the sale of an entitlement with land is still subject to standard rated VAT. So that's well worth a look on the website. Sometimes farmers barter. I like that. I do a bit of that myself. And so for VAT purposes, it could be that you're going to be selling, say, a tank of oil for some fertiliser. You're going to be doing a straight swap. Now, how do we deal with that if we're VAT registered? Well, in simple terms, it's a quasi-market value. Each side is making a supply. So if I'm giving away my fertiliser in return for which I'm receiving some oil, then I've got to think of the value of the fertiliser, which could range from the cost that I paid right through to the market value of the oil that I'm purchasing. So kind of faintly market valuations in there.